proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So, you know, I've made it known that I don't like Philadelphia Eagles fans. And that's not a new thing. I've always said that when they go to the games and stuff, they act trashy. Like they have a new shirt that they're pimping now for the Eagles fans, and it says F Taylor Swift. It's real nice, isn't it? Classy. Yeah. I mean, just
trash.
Now, because they're not Southern, they'd be quick to call somebody else a redneck. But if you're wearing a shirt that reads, it actually spells out F anybody out in public, then you're trashy. If you don't want to call yourself a redneck, then just trashy will do. But that's what you are. You're trashy. But I don't dislike the players. I like a lot of the Eagles players. And one of them is their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. I like him. I didn't like him up until his senior year of college. You know why, Lindsay?
No.
Because he played for Alabama.
Oh.
He transferred to Oklahoma his senior year.
Oh.
So then I liked him okay.
Wait, is that common to transfer in college?
Mm-hmm. That's what they do now.
For what reason?
Whatever reason they want. Just if they don't like the coach or if they didn't get enough playing time, and they can transfer and get more money now if they want.
Wow.
From year to year, they can play until they're like 30 in some cases.
How times have changed.
I know.
Crazy.
But another reason to like Jalen Hurts is because he was at one of the press conferences that they do around the Super Bowl activities. And this is a big trend now of this play called the tush push. And it's quarterback taking the ball and then the rest of the team pushing him past the first down marker or the goal line. And first of all, true Southerners never use the term tush. Never. If you're in the South and you use the term tush, then it's a sign that you're not Southern. You might as well call your butt a tuchus, like the Jewish people do. It's a tuchus. So, in the press conference, the nerd sports media people are yelling out questions about the tush push because the Eagles, they're the team that's supposed to be best at the tush push. And Jalen Hurts said, "I don't call it that. Y'all call it that. I call it a quarterback sneak," which is what it's always been called, a quarterback sneak.
Oh, really?
Now it's called the tush push. And he said, "I don't call it that. I keep it real. Y'all," he was laughing. Like, don't have me trying to say tush push.
Yeah.
Because one thing, even if it doesn't, if it's not Southern, it sounds feminine.
Tush push.
Why did they change it?
I think Tony Romo, who's the best color commentator in all of football, I think he started calling it that because the team will get, like, part of the team, the running backs and receivers and all, will get behind the quarterback and push him. So it's like they're pushing on his butt to push him over the line.
Okay.
So that's why they call it the tush push.
Is it dangerous?
And a tush push is a line dance.
Yeah.
So
I knew I'd heard that.
Some Southerners do use it. They use it in talking about the country line dance.
Yeah.
Which still they shouldn't. Mm-mm. They should have never named a country line dance the tush push.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's against the Lord. Lord never wanted Southerners to speak like that.
Sorry, Lord.
Mm-mm. Can so, you do the tush push? You can do. Can you do country line dancing?
Yeah,
Lindsay.
I don't do it a lot, but when I went to Nashville, I did the touristy thing and I did some line dancing in my cowgirl boots.
Of course.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you going back to Nashville soon?
I am.
Are you
going
to do it then?
I'm not going to be able to enjoy.
Tushing and pushing.
Tushing and pushing. The only outside thing is I might meet up with your daughter. That's about it.
Ooh.
Mm. And we might go line dancing. I don't know what she's into.
But yeah, the country line dancing in the early 90s was huge.
Mm-hmm.
They had the boot scootin' boogie. Mm-hmm. That's a dance, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's a commercial for some travel company or credit card or something, and it shows these women over in China,
mm-hmm.
And they're, it shows them like ones at her desk and her feet are doing dance moves while she's working. And, you know, another one's in another place doing, and then it cuts to them in Nashville on vacation. And then they got their cowboy hats and boots on, and they three little women from China out there line dancing.
I love that. I love that.
Coming over here from that communist prison to feel the freedom of line dancing in Nashville.
It is freedom. That's what it is.
Yeah. Freedom. Jody loves all this. Uh-huh. And you know who else? Handsome husband, Michael.
He does.
So when we go places where there's dancing, the two of them dance, and Jenny and I mock them in the corner.
I love that.
Look at those dorks.
I like that. That's unusual. That he likes to dance, just from the looks of him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pin that on him, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just a bigger guy, you know.
He's a well-rounded fellow.
I like that.
But when we were in some, maybe in Chattanooga, we gone to Chattanooga for the weekend, and we went to this. There's a row of nightclubs, and they got the country line dancing club, and then they got the 90s dance music club, and then they got the techno and, you know, whatever else. So we were in the country line dancing club, and there was an old guy in there. I say old. He's probably, he looked like he was about 10 years older than I am, but probably not. He's probably my age. I just look so damn young. And he was the leader of everybody in there. People he didn't know or whatever, you know, if they were getting in there trying to do it, he would just like, cause he would do his step and then he'd point, we're going over here. And then he'd do it and we're going back over here. Follow me. And he's nodding like, yep, you got it. You got it. So basically, you know, he's there every damn night.
Yeah.
God, doing that.
He's the Presidente.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at him.
Yeah. But it's like people that go to the same karaoke place, you know, every weekend or every night. I mean, they get a rotation and they know what songs they're going to sing when they get there. They work it up.
Mm-hmm.
Rob used to do that.
I was going to say, were you the president of the karaoke club?
No, I wasn't the president of a club.
But people knew you, I'm sure, and you knew other people, like regulars.
At a place that does karaoke is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know any of the people there.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought that place we went to your birthday that you didn't want us to be at was the place that you went to karaoke all the time.
It was, but I couldn't have told you.
That old man with the horn didn't come up there all the time? There was a guy brought his trumpet to play along with the karaokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you weren't with us. His family threw a surprise party for him.
Uh-huh.
And imagine trying to throw Rob a surprise party. If you think, what would Rob not want to do on his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Walk into a surprise party would probably be at the top of the list.
I would think.
Yeah. So
Lindsay was there.
No, that was Gwen.
No, it wasn't. It was 10 years ago.
I thought Lindsay that was Gwen.
There, but Riggins wasn't.
Yeah, I was not there.
I thought it was Gwen. My photographic memory has me looking at Gwen at that Mexican restaurant next door before we walked over.
I don't know where you're margaritas. Thinking of, but it wasn't for my birthday.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Wow.
Y'all know my memory. A decade ago, my memory is terrible. Remind me? What was I wearing?
I didn't even know Gwen back then.
You didn't? Uh-uh. Well, why would... Because Lindsay says she wasn't there. She would have remembered at least that much of it.
Well,
that he did karaoke. And he was wearing a Batman t-shirt.
I don't remember that.
And I had a Batman cake as well.
What part and of cape. Town?
It's near Montford. It's place right there by
wait
the.
Wait a second.
What's it called?
Lucky Lou's.
Yeah. Wait a second.
That was you?
No, I know where I feel like I've been in Lucky Lou's, and the only time I would be in there, trust me, is if I was made to go. Yeah,
I thought it was Gwen.
I don't know. There's a photo or something. I don't know. I'd have to go.
Weren't working with us at the time, were you, Riggins?
Yes.
You were?
I was out of town. I think this was for my... I want to say it was like for my grandmother's birthday, or I was lying. I don't remember.
Yeah, you're probably lying.
Did we eat at that Mexican restaurant next door?
No, we got margaritas before we went, because we were at the place early, and it's, we went over there and had margaritas and then went over to the karaoke bar.
Okay, because I've eaten at that Mexican restaurant quite a few times, so I don't know. Maybe that was me.
I could have sworn it was Gwen.
100% certain.
Because I remember having fun.
Rude.
Just kidding.
I actually miss the times we used to, not your birthday.
We don't miss your birthday.
I'm kidding.
Because he was mad.
I miss the times we used to hang out. I mean, I was young and vibrant and fun.
I want
to
hang out.
I just want to hang, like, you know.
Hang.
Just go grab a marg or two or five, you know.
Well, you know, Alexis grew up listening to us.
Right.
And when she joined the show, she was expecting, you know, Disney World every year, Vegas and Chicago conferences that we used to always talk about being at, and, Bahamas.
Sure, you know, sure.
You know, those listener trips we used to take on cruises and whatnot. Well, all of that was done, but I mean, she came at COVID.
And gotcha.
So,
she got duped.
So there was fun to be had, really. Yeah.
She was like, what kind of place is this?
She's like, they're not even that special. She said, that she used to ride to school and her mom would be listening to the show, and she would think about like if we were her dads.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
and then next
crazy.
Thing you know, she's like, y'all are lame. You know, that wore off really fast.
Well, it does. I mean, times have changed since.
Yeah, they're so cool. I wish my dad was cool like that.
I wish my dad. I think she's younger than what I thought.
Yeah, she's 32.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Because I listened to you guys, but I was driving to school.
Mm-hmm.
Not my mom.
Damn, you old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she still can't drive. So that age doesn't have anything to do with
wait,
it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she doesn't drive.
How'd she
No, she does drive.
Okay.
She can't drive.
Okay.
She got a lot of bents in her car.
Okay, because I'm like, how'd she get here?
What does she say? It's been a long, I got those fixed, and it's been a long time since I've had, have run into anything.
Yeah.
She was that's when you know you're bad. Stuff. Yeah. It's been a long time, guys.
Because she can't see very well because she's so short, and she won't sit up on anything to raise her up.
We're done with our toddler booster seat. I should bring it to her to sit on.
There's no way she would accept that.
Why? You need to, girl.
She won't sit on any. Like, there are things to do for short people to be safer driving, and she won't do it.
Yeah.
Well. But, it's kind of a compliment that you could fit in my toddler's seat.
Oh, yeah.
She's tiny. If someone offered me that, I'd be like, oh, my God, thank you. My butt is so small.
Thank you.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.